Network.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of ET Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, my brother DJ, my brother Mustard. And today's episode is brought to you by The Brock Show. That's right. New York's number one hard-hitting journalist, coming live to you every week.
Oh, God.
What?
I thought Brock from Pokemon for some reason.
No, Eddie Brock.
Oh, Eddie Brock. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, something bad happens with that storyline.
Use code WE, as in W-E, for 10% off. Anyways, what have you been up to this week? What have you guys been playing? What have you guys been imbibing? DJ, we'll start with you.
Oh, I don't know. And listen to my boss. He won't shut the fuck up about Diablo 4. Yeah, because, yeah, he got that ultimate digital edition. And, like, dude, like, literally, like, he, like, smacked me with, like, when I came in, I came to work the other day, he smacked me, like, he printed out Diablo 4 and smacked me with it, like, guess who's been playing it? And I'm like, did you just print that shit out just to smack me in the face when I come through the goddamn door?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah, he did. He said, yeah, I did.
One guy hit level 100, played for 55 hours with 8 hours of sleep. Can't do that shit, dude. I'm too old. What else, DJ?
Yeah, Jesus. Fucking people. I played a little bit of Street Fighter 6.
Oh, yeah? Any improvements?
Yeah, actually, it's a great improvement from Street Fighter 5. Combat's nice and smooth. I mean, dude, like everything looks great. But then again, in Street Fighter, it's always looked good. So I mean, like people, like yeah, you get a shot, you know, give it a play. I didn't play the story mode because you know that's like you know it's not my game. So
I don't know for somebody smacking you, I'd be like erase. Guess who's starting new, bitch. Smack me, motherfucking Diablo 4 cocksucker. We'll see. Well, no, what happened to your save game? Fuck you. That's what happened.
Oh my god. And dang, it was a. That's all I can think of right now. There's something else happened, but I can't think of it right now. Yeah, come back to me later.
Mustard. No, why don't you go, actually?
I've just been, I really haven't done much of anything this week. Been trying to get things ready, do things. I've been kind of stuck between things. I did get a guitar pedal, a fuzz guitar pedal. Kind of reinvigorated my love for guitar playing. Did some shopping for some guitars. And I tell you what, man, I fell in love with the guitar all over again.
The Dan Electro?
Oh, hell no. I've always loved the Dan Electro. You can ask DJ.
Talking about the 72 Tele?
I am talking about the 72 Tele. I fell in love all over again. Like you can ask DJ. Way back in the day when I think you were there when I met Johnny Lang, weren't you?
I knew I heard about it from a couple of people. I knew you talked about it, but I wasn't actually there.
I thought you were. But anyways, let me see here. Let's see if I can find it here. I've always loved this guitar, and I thought it had disappeared off the face of the earth. And then a guitar player, a blues player named Johnny Lang, brought it back in the 90s. And it kind of grew in popularity again, so much so that they started reproducing them every now and again. And Fender just all around stopped. They were like, we're done with this.
Yeah.
But recently, well, they do
like reissues. Sure, there's reissues of it.
Sometimes. Recently, let me see if I can. Recently, it became part of the Classic 5 series, and this is one. This is just DJ's gonna recognize it and get pissed off because I just wouldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is such a beautiful sounding guitar, and it is a Squire classic vibes, has a semi-hollow body, all sorts of good stuff. Fell in love with it all over again. Found out it's available, so I'm probably going to get one here pretty soon. And they're only $449, mm-hmm. as compared to like what the
relatively issues were. Cheap, and you can probably find it used.
Yeah, used. Yeah, but I want mine brand new. I want mine to be like, I wanted to just take it out the box and go.
Probably gonna have to get it set up.
I don't mind. Whatever.
No, yeah, it's probably not gonna play out of the box very well.
Other than that, man. What else did I watch? Oh, I watched The Covenant, which is a Guy Ritchie film. It's a war film. It was actually relatively interesting. It was set in modern day Iraq about a guy who went to Iraq and has a translator, or an interpreter, rather. And dude gets seriously fucked up, seriously injured. Then they promise the interpreter, you know, a visa right home. Anybody who's kept up with the news knows that they kind of screwed a lot of people out of that shit. And this one guy, Jake Gyllenhaal, is like, I'm not leaving homie behind. I'm going to go get him, or he has to come here, fill in the blanks, epic war movie. And it's honestly really interesting. It really is. So I would recommend it. I would give it a watch. I rewatched Sisu without falling asleep.
Nice. I didn't watch it because you said there's horse murder.
You should watch it. You should watch it for what happens to the guy that did it to the horse. All I'll say is that is the most ingenious use of a landmine I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, what happens to the dude that kills the horse? I was like not falling asleep, you know, because like when you're watching stuff and it's real quiet and you're kind of tired and you're just like, mm-hmm. Oh, people are getting killed. Okay, the killing is done. Oh, people dying. Like, no, this time I watched it awake and I was like, oh my goodness. I tried to watch the latest Demon Slayer, but it's not out yet. I don't know what happened.
Mm. Probably after the show.
Probably. What about you, Mustard?
Honestly, I haven't really been doing much of anything either. Like, I've just been kind of just watching YouTube, watching a lot of Super Mega. Yeah, those two guys, they're fucking hilarious, dude. They're so funny. And I haven't really been playing anything, just like a little COD here and there. Oh, my legally acquired Switch games.
You've been playing a lot of those.
Yeah. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have like, all right, I may or may not have like 12 or 13 games on my PC now to just switch between. Yeah. We got good shit too. We got like Mario Tennis, we got Hades, and like Zelda. Every single Zelda for the Switch, I just got it on there, you know. And yeah, been doing that. That's pretty much it. And I haven't really been watching anything. Not really. No.
So really,
that's been pretty boring. Yeah, I've been sleeping a lot, dude. Honestly, I've been dozing off.
Well, your sleep schedule's been kind of fucked up.
It has been for like months now. We're just riding the wave at this point. just going with the flow, you know.
Well, DJ, what about you? Oh, wait, we already did DJ. Yeah, I'm doing like six different things here. Anyways. Anyways, so, I mean, I had nothing to really bring to the show because there's really been not a lot of news.
Well, except for the Xbox coming, showcase coming in 7 days, I guess.
Yeah, but this is 7 days.
Apparently, Call of Duty has a security breach right now.
So does everybody, dude.
Yeah.
So does everybody.
But that it's really, really bad on Call of Duty. People are getting their shit stolen.
A lot of people from Redfall, the development team, just up and quit.
No way.
Uh-huh. What happened?
No shit. Wow.
A lot of people, apparently from the senior staff, that were like, hey, you guys just finished this game. You'll get to work on another game. And then they finished the game, and then all the reviews and everything came out. And they were like, I don't want my fucking name associated with this game or company. I'm out.
Yeah, the launch was fucking rough for that game.
Yeah, very,
it still
very
is,
rough.
Right? It still is. They haven't fixed anything.
They haven't done shit.
Oh, man, yeah. Wait, when we say rough, was it like No Man's Sky level of rough or?
Yeah.
Worse.
Oh, damn.
No, I wouldn't say worse. It was just about as bad.
No, I'd say worse.
Worse?
I'd say way worse. Because shit, No Man's Sky at least was playable.
That's arguable. That's arguable there, bro.
Yeah, very arguable.
That is arguable.
I'm going to argue it. Somebody made it to the center of the universe within the first, what was it, 55 minutes of the game. And then like we found out that it's just a reset. Like after you just reach the center of the universe, it's just a reset. It just sends you back to the beginning of the universe. And everybody just went collectively, just went like, nope.
Yeah, they sued the fuck out of the people. They won.
Yeah, nobody in Redfall has been sued yet, but nobody bought the goddamn game.
I really wouldn't put it past to getting sued, though.
I can definitely smell something on the horizon, yeah.
I don't know, because like nobody bought it. It was on Game Pass.
It was on Game Pass. That's where all the reviews came from.
Yeah, but like, yeah. So what are you going to sue? Like, you can't really sue because it was free, basically.
Yeah.
I want my money back that I didn't pay.
Here's your $5 a month. There you go. No, is that like, first, no, for that you, month?
No, right? Like, you owe me money, but you got it on Game Pass. No, you owe me. Keep my money.
No, like, time is,
you know,
money.
Just keep poking him with the chest.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think people are just sick of these Left 4 Dead type of games. I mean,
it's not really Left 4 Dead though. It's like an open world action RPG.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's, you know, terrible.
From all the trailers, it felt like another Left 4 Dead type of
it's,
game.
Yeah, it's not. It's not another Left 4 Dead.
It's just terrible.
It is terrible.
Yeah. System Shock is now coming back into the fray. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I mean, so many people are ready for that.
Huh?
So many people are ready for that, and I'm just like, eh.
Well, that's how it is. You want Bioshock before Bioshock? System Shock. No fucking said.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's what it is, basically.
I mean, but is it as good as we remember, or is this one of those nostalgia cases?
Well, that's why the remake is here.
It's probably a bit of both, right?
Because, I mean, nostalgia is driving the train, so the remake is going to show is like, if it's modernized, can it hold up to today's scrutiny? So,
yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think a lot of these games are really playing on our nostalgia, and I think things like Street Fighter VI, you know, kind of changing the entire formula, changing the way that the fighters look and everything. I think we need more of that, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, nostalgia is an easy sell. I mean, people don't want to make anything new again because it's just too much of a quote-unquote risk.
Because you know, everything sucks.
Pretty much. You know, they already have something established. Why would they make another brand new IP?
Like,
I mean,
just games get released and finished and they charge more now each game. So it's like, it literally feels like a ripoff at this point for most modern games, right? Unless it's games like Tears of the Kingdom or maybe even Diablo 4 from what I'm hearing, you know?
And, you know, the thing is that I keep hearing about Skyrim 2.
That's Starfield. Calling it, it's Starfield, basically. I mean, not literally, like, because of the medieval setting, fantasy setting, but Skyrim's just basically going to be like a space Skyrim, basically.
Oh, of course. Starfield. But, like, every time somebody brings out, like, from behind their back, like, Skyrim 2, it, like, scares the fan base. It's like,
no, it's not gonna happen. Elder Scrolls 6. Even fucking what's his name said that he doesn't even know when it's gonna come out yet.
I mean, and that's crazy. Like, why are people calling it Skyrim 2? Like, dude, Skyrim is the fifth entry in already in a series. It's already a freaking sequel.
It's because it's a meme, dude. It's a meme. Skyrim 2, Minecraft 2, Fortnite 2. Like, it's a fucking
meme. It really is a meme.
They shouted out at, like, game conferences and shit, like, Fortnite 2, like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's true, but this kind of thing has happened before. I mean, look at Call of Duty 4. You know, Modern Warfare, then also Modern Warfare 2, not even Call of Duty 5, you know, so this thing kind of does have.
Because at this point, it would be how many?
I don't fucking know, dude.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We'd be on game like 14, so it would be like Call of Duty 14, Modern Warfare 2.
You know? Grave Robber's right. Final Fantasy does have an installment called 10-2.
Yeah.
So I don't see the issue. But every time somebody brings around Skyrim 2 or a sequel to Skyrim in the Elder World, people scream. Like, it's weird. And then we have rumors of Fallout 5, and so far people, like Fallout fans, of all fucking people, Fallout fans are the ones kicking their feet the most.
Maybe they remember 76 is crap.
Fallout is literally just Skyrim in the fucking future.
How dare you?
Dystopia.
What it is?
How dare you?
But people are probably just remembering freaking 76s and that whole
Jesus, the whole debacle. Remember that shit?
They never truly recovered from that, and nor should they. That was a fucking.
You can't trust anybody, man.
You can't. so I was like,
Not even yourself.
I would put down that pre-order too. Yeah. You know, or that shit. It's like, no. I don't even want to look at Fallout after that shit pulled on us. Fuck you.
Apparently it's a lot better now, right? I've heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had to make it better. It's been fucking long enough.
It literally had to, because people paid for that, actually.
If you really think about a Fallout, it's more like a prequel to Skyrim. I mean, that's an interesting timeline.
That would be funny, really.
Because Skyrim's got dragons and shit.
Dragons and shit.
I think Fallout is going to be our future eventually. I mean, you know, it's amazing.
Mutation and life forms, cat people and orcs make sense.
But those already existed. Like, according to the Norse, you know.
I'm just tripping on the idea that, you know, like I like Fallout, but I haven't. I played Skyrim. It didn't really hit with me. I don't know why.
Weird.
Weird. I know. And I really tried. I was just like, I don't get it. I wanted so hard to like this, but it didn't work. After using up resources for things like guns were gone, they turned to magic as a form of attack. I mean, yeah. It's just, I would, if we found like any kind of relic, like from the Brotherhood, something like in Skyrim, that would be so fucking cool. That would blow so many people's minds. But we also have things like Tears of the Kingdom avoiding the 2 moniker. You know what I mean? Like, instead of Breath of the Wild 2, it's Tears of the Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So,
which, you said something that upset me over the week.
Okay, what was that?
That you were hoping it was done.
I was.
This man here thought that there would be no more Zelda after Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you're fucking right.
That's exactly how I reacted to. I was like, man, you dumb as hell, bro.
Yeah, seriously. Zelda's one of the cornerstones of Nintendo. Nintendo ain't gonna stop that shit. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Now go ahead and explain.
Well, okay, so my whole thing was that the way that the story was told in Breath of the Wild was that this is it. This miasma, right? This essence is Ganon, right? This essence, this thing that exists since the beginning of time, is Ganon. So as long as it's alive, Ganon is alive. And then in Breath of the Wild, you take it out. You murder the shit out of it. So at the end of the game, you're like standing on its corpse, stomping its skull in, and you're like, no more Ganon. As long as this miasma was alive, he was able to come back. Well, guess what? I have its brains on my boot heel. There's absolutely no canon way for this motherfucker to come back. And now we can all live in peace. Or at least until whatever fucking weird threat that isn't Ganon comes along. But we have Tears of the Kingdom. And Tears of the Kingdom was instantly like, but wait, there's more Ganon. And it's like, what the fuck do you mean there's more Ganon? I just like, killed the thing that was supposed to...
He's Ganon. He's the Demon King.
That's right.
Otherwise known as?
Not Ganon.
That's his name, not Ganon.
Not Ganon.
And then when they do, like, they... Well, actually, no, there's Phantom Ganon. I'm wrong. There is a Ganon in there.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, imagine, I was really hoping, like with Metroid Dread. Like, Metroid Dread is the last storyline.
Thing is, I never got
of the
that.
Current storyline.
Storyline, period. No,
DJ,
period.
Did you play Breath of the Wild, DJ?
Breath of the Wild, yeah, I did.
Did you get that notion that it was so finalized, like he got?
It seemed like it, but I knew better. Because it's already been a... See, I guess Deadman's not a true Zelda fan because
you
he failed to realize that this shit happened before. Because when we thought the story was over, what the fuck happened? The timeline split.
No, and because he was in more prison.
Zelda. Yeah, no, and he's got plenty more Zelda.
This is what I said. It happens every fucking game. it happens every goddamn fucking game, dude.
But yeah, the thing is that they imprison him. That's the key word.
No, bro, we stab him in the head every single game. That's kind of the thing of the fight is you kill him. You kill his ass. And they do it every single game, man. Like, Wind Waker had the whole, like, well, he touched the fucking Triforce, so he gets to reset us all and send Ganon away. Cool. Happily ever after.
That's not killing him.
You stab him in the forehead with your fucking Master Sword and break it off. How is that not killing him?
Because you have to break it off, which means that you're imprisoning him.
God, this man. Basically, no, look, if you really want to kill Ganon, dead man, see, I'll truly believe Ganon's dead when he no longer has the Triforce of Power. That's what's keeping him alive all this time.
Yeah, literally, and that's like an infinite kind of thing. That's
yeah, like so a... like this miasma, no. When he no longer has the power of the Triforce backing him, that's when I'll truly believe he can die. But until then, no.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't get that finalization. I didn't get that. Like they do it every game, bro. Like they did it in Ocarina, they did it in Wind Waker, they did it in fucking every single one, pretty much to this day.
And again, most of the time they don't use destroy, they use imprison or banish. This time around, they were like destroy. Murder this motherfucker in his bed, set it on fire, and piss on the ashes of the fucking house that's left of it. And I was like, yes, Satan. Finally.
Come back from that, no problem. But Ganon's Satan. He can come back from that, no problem.
He ain't Satan.
Yeah. It's not Satan. Dude, I'll tell you, it's Triforce of Power. Remember, because like they gave a hint, they already gave a hint of this Twilight Princess when all those wise men pretty much stabbed the shit out of him. And like that freaking gaping hole in his chest, and he was dead, legitimately dead. And then the Triforce of Power glowed, and it's like, no, oh, I'm alive again.
Because they didn't take the Triforce of Power.
Exactly, that's the clue, and he still has it to this day. That's how I know. No, it doesn't matter what they say or how it is. As long as he has that fucking thing, he will come back. Period. Yeah. Bar none. The end.
Exactly.
Either way,
you should have known better.
The Triforce of Power was not mentioned in Breath of the Wild, and sure, like I said,
well, they figured it'd be a given, you know, since all true fans would know that.
Fuck you, you piece of shit! I hate you so much.
All true fans would know that.
You motherfuckers!
I mean, they would. I'm just saying.
You do know I'm coming back to Texas soon, right? You guys are gonna be within arm's reach of me.
Bring it on, buddy. Well, anyway, so we're back to
Ganon. I'm gonna rip those two pieces of mustache right from under your nose. I don't fucking need it. I ain't scared. I know you're not scared, and you're not going to be scared to the point where you're bleeding and crying on the floor.
Won't be scared. I'll be
I know you'll be like, but I ain't scared.
Yeah,
I'm in pain and bleeding, but I ain't scared.
I'm pissed.
And when I can feel my legs again, you go get it.
Anyways, no, well, yeah, I don't know, man. I love Tears of the Kingdom, though. And the story that I do have my critiques.
Of course.
Like, I don't know, I'm going to spoil something. Nah, I'm going to end up spoiling something, so I'm just going to shut up about it. But yeah.
Hasn't been 6 weeks.
Yes.
I will say that, you know, the only real thing I kind of am like kicking rocks over is fucking weapon degradation again. Like, I just don't like it. I don't like it.
That's why they got weapon duping, bro. I can teach you how to do it. It's real easy.
Then that's an exploit. You know I don't like exploits.
Meh. Yeah. Do what you gotta do.
That rhymes with maggot.
I'm good with it. I'm fine with it.
But yeah, no. Like the weapon degradation of the both games always kind of annoys me, but I understand. It helps you appreciate the Master Sword even more.
Well, that's just it. Like without weapon degradation, it turns into like Fallout 4, right? Like when you collect so many cool weapons in Fallout 4, where you modify a really early weapon to be really, really good, and then you reach a certain point of the game where it's no longer good, mm-hmm. and you're forced to decide, do I have to? Mike fucking Smith, welcome to the show. If you love R2-D2, you'll like Breath of the Wild. Also, hi, boys. RDR2. yes. R2-D2, I did. Dumb bitch. My dyslexic ass. Yes, if you like Red Dead Redemption, you will love Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild will encompass your life. We guarantee it. trust me. I said it, and my brain was like, wait. You? Yeah. But anyways. But it's like in Fallout, right? So when you get that, you're like really attached to this weapon, but it's not good anymore.
Mm. So you can't repair it, can't you?
You can repair it, but you can't upgrade it. Like, it stays at that level. Like, if you upgraded a level 4 rifle and it does like 12, 14 damage, but now you're in an area where you need a rifle that does 45 damage, this little 12...
You have to let that go.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's a cooler aspect to me than, like, I hit a Boglum fucking 6 times in my Hylian fucking sword of Templar strength gets destroyed. Like,
yes.
Yes.
That's how that works. Yes. It's a pain in the ass, but I don't mind it because, like I said, I cheat the system. So,
well, we all know you do.
DJ, look at me with my not broken weapons.
I just dupe them, dude. I just make like 3 of the same sword. Shit, if I like one. Like, for example, I have like some of the Royal Knights Claymores in that game, and those do like 64 damage. And then I put on a fucking attachment to that that makes it and gives it an extra like 55 damage, I think it is. So it's like 120 something damage. Mm, yeah. That game's lit, dude. And I made like 5 of them.
Also, who the fuck said that Pura could be that sexy? That's not fair.
Calm down, buddy.
It's not fair.
You and the rest of the internet are going crazy.
I know, all right? Yeah. Like, I mean,
They knew what they were doing.
I'm not on board for many things like the internet finds like hot. This is one of like maybe 3. All right, so give me some leeway on this. All right, I'm not gonna go full DJ with fucking Lady D, but still, damn.
Really, dude?
What?
You did though for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw you. There is video of you fighting people in the GameStop to get that life-size replica. All right, you took out 18 people with left hooks while you hung onto the thing with your right hand. You can't be like, really, dude?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to sit upon here, my high horse. Really, dude? I'm going to take right. Lady D and go home now.
That's right. You know, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. Come on, baby, let's go home.
Gotta stop by the Walmart, get some Astro Glide.
I laminated her so she doesn't degrade.
Oh.
And soon comes the honeymoon.
That's gross.
It will be.
Anyways.
It will be.
Sticky. Moving on. Jesus.
Non-stick coating.
It's like Teflon for biological matter.
If showers fresh clean.
So Red Dead Redemption is pretty cool.
yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
But right now, the big Rockstar gamer was talking about is GTA 6.
Yeah, release date 2052, bro.
Yeah. It is funny seeing Rockstar trying, like, so hard to, like, quell all the leaks and stuff like that. Like, they're really trying to be on it, but, dude, the people are like, no, this shit's coming out. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I like how there's two very distinct sides of it, right? There is the people that are just like eating up the leaks and everything else. They're like, need more, want more, must know everything. And then there's the other people that are like, believe it when I see it.
That's exactly where I'm at too.
And yeah, I'm on that camp too. I'll fucking believe it when I see it. Mm. Well, even their official announcement, if it ever gets one, I'm still going to be skeptical.
I don't know, kind of skeptical.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, guys, official. It's GTA 6. Yeah?
It'll be like those games recently that are scams. That just open up like a GoFundMe, get the thing, then dip.
Oh, my God. You're still on that?
What? Dude, they literally stole like $20,000 from like a startup.
I mean, there's been a couple. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, speaking of scams, I'm surprised Star Citizen's actually coming out with shit now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, I was like, holy crap. I literally thought, I was like, you know what? This was a huge scam considering how long this took and how much money. But, dude, see, now that Star Citizen's like literally like officially releasing stuff, dude, this better be like the best fucking game in the goddamn world.
Right.
For the people who actually donated that kind of money to it. I mean, holy
you
shit.
Cure my depression, you little shit. Right.
Which will be first, GTA 6 or Red Dead Redemption 2 DLC?
Fucking GTA 6. Oh, wow. Gave up on Red Dead, dude. They're like, we're done.
They literally said
we're done. Like, it's over.
That's a fight between the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Like, those are both very fictional things.
Which one will come first, GTA 6 or my heart failure? Like,
only one is on the horizon. That's what I feel about the MGS remaster. I believe it when I see it on the shelf. You and a lot of other people, man. And like Kojima was Kojima and Konami were expecting a lot of people to go nuts over the fucking
man, fuck that motherfucker
about the Metal Gear Solid thing. And apparently it was a lukewarm reception. A lot of people kind of went,
Wait, are you talking about Delta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, why would Kojima care? He's no longer part of it.
He still gets paid.
He didn't. Yeah, he really didn't care. He was like, cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like,
Way to go.
I'm not surprised they're doing this. I mean, what are they going to do? Like, remake all this shit.
He still gets paid.
Konami's falling apart, bro. They have been for years.
Like, Kojima still gets paid. It's his IP. It's his characters. It's his story. He still gets paid. So, yeah, he would have a bit of a vested interest in it, but...
Okay. As long as they have based on the original story by Hideo Kojima, that's pretty much his paycheck right there.
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense. But as far as, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but like so many people just greeted it with such a lukewarm attitude that.
Which I'm not really surprised because, like, whatever. Like, it's Metal Gear.
People are waiting, I think. They want to see, because I think the reason why is because since Kojima's not heading this project, that people want to say, okay, because the last time, last Metal Gear, we got that Kojima wasn't the head was fucking... Rise?
Survive?
Survive, that's what it was, yeah. And it was like, this is shit. So I think that's the reason. It's like, okay, yeah, okay, fine. This could be like the first official Metal Gear product.
Well, there's nothing Kojima to suck his dick about, Bill's just saying. So they're not.
So we'll see how it goes. As far as Konami goes, yeah, they've fallen apart for a long time. Super Till, what keeps them alive, honestly, is Yu-Gi-Oh! Surprisingly, but yeah, that's what keeps them alive.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. Look, I got the fucking Millennium Puzzle tattooed right there, buddy. I love you. I fucking love Yu-Gi-Oh!
Also, something else that came out to weird reviews was Gollum.
Did you hear about that? Dude, that game is so bad, dude. It looks so fucking bad. Have you guys seen gameplay of it?
We can bring it up.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, so fucking terrible.
Honestly, I kind of ignored the game. It was like,
I forgot it was coming out.
Yeah, like, interesting game you chose. I have all the Lord of the Ring characters you based off of Gollum. I mean, hasn't the guy suffered enough?
For what?
Yeah, exactly. Like, for what? We know his story. We know what happened to him. Why are we basing the game off of him?
Like, he had a whole, like, 10, 12 minutes to himself in those movies. Like,
we're good. We're good. That's all we needed of him.
Exactly.
The review is hanging around 4 out of 10.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Do you have any gameplay or whatever?
Cause I'm about to bring some up here.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's like, out of all the characters and properties, why Gollum? I mean, we know what happens to him. We know his story. It's sad and tragic. And
I think this is like an embellished, like, backstory with a bunch of, like, needless details and shit. You know what I mean? I think that's what this one is.
Yeah,
Do you want to do the gameplay or the story trailer? No, wait, fuck. No, those are PlayStation Channel ones. Hold on.
You should do Video Game Donkeys one.
I don't know. Oh, I see it. Does he talk over it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that then.
Oh, okay. Well, did he like... Okay, I don't know then. Just put in
playthrough. Try IGN. Maybe they have something. I don't know.
Oh, IGN's probably copyrighted too.
No, probably. Who the fuck
just put knows? In playthrough. Like, put in Gollum playthrough. No commentary.
Alright, hold on a sec. That's actually a good idea. That's actually a really good idea. Please hold.
What?
No, please hold. This thing is almost 9 hours long.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some of this. This is a PS5 release.
That is another pen, back there.
The PS5 Series X release.
Moroks are fast.
What the fuck?
Yo. They're saying that the whole game is like this dumb little objectives that make no sense. The whole game, that's the whole game. Yo, 2023, guys.
Wow, this fucking best weapons. Look at the graphics.
Oh, they're terrible.
This is like PS3 level.
Yeah, dude, they're bad. Look at that.
Is this a AAA game?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Wow. This looks like AA at best.
Look at those graphics, dude.
No grass snake, higher up, perhaps.
I think the people of this game forgot that Schmeagle wasn't Gollum until almost a couple hundred years after he got the ring.
Yeah, it took a very
long time for him to degrade to that.
Yeah, very slow process. Jeez,
that was terrible.
Yeah,
y'all saw how it is, man.
I mean, like, what's the objective of the game? Like, what's the point?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Also, the idea that him without the ring, he starts to deteriorate pretty quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needs the ring basically to keep himself together.
And I don't think Andy Serkis was the voice.
No. Chupito, I would not be surprised if he did it again. I mean, dude, that role fucked up his throat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he didn't get an Oscar for that performance, because, like, goddamn.
It was Wayne Forrester.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt Andy Serkis is gonna reprise that role ever again, dude. He had to use every fucking throat trick in the book just to get through the movies.
Yeah. And I'm like, even casually doing it, like, on the show, like, when we fuck around, like, it's a lot. It takes a lot. You know, like, as a voice actor, like, having to go out, like, you know, and then how intense he did it, because there's no bleed through. You know what I mean? Like, when somebody does a voice, most of the time there's a bleed through of their own voice or an accent or something. And he covered it so well. So it's really, really difficult, because, you know, like when he does, like, certain lines, like, especially, like, in the movies, you know what I mean? Go well, master must not find out. And, like, it's that change in pitch that's so fucked, but he does it on such a scale, and he does it for hours and hours, and fuck that, dude. So I mean, you're right, DJ. I can't see an amount of money that would make him reprise that pain.
Yeah, everything's got a price. Let's not get weird here.
And the amount of emotion he had to convey through that voice, like, yeah, it's insane. Yeah, no.
Oh, like, an extra million too.
Dude, like, I think it's a case of I don't think he can anymore. I don't know if anyone could.
He can. He still can. He still does. He still has fun with it on sets and stuff that.
Okay.
He did it recently on a Marvel thing where I think it was on the set of Black Panther, like, his last appearance in the MCU, where they were, like, messing around and they were talking about voice acting, because what's his name? Killmonger is a huge DBZ fan. Mm-hmm. And he wondered if Andy had ever been in DBZ, and he's like, no, I do, you know, lesser known roles, and Gollum happened to be one of them. And of course, we know that the guy that does Michael B. Jordan, the guy that does Killmonger, is a gigantic fucking nerd. And he was like, no way, really? And he was like, yeah. He goes, could you just give me a little bit of it? So Andy, you know, he crouches, he hops up on his chair, and he does the crouches, you know, all Brussels. And fucking Michael B. Jordan lost his shit. So, yeah, he still does it. I just don't think you can get him to do it for work. You know what I mean? Because there's hours that have to go into it. You know, there's hours in direction and script, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, yeah, you know? Dude, voicing over a whole fucking game, dude. It takes... Wow.
Yeah, damn that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Like, yeah, just, but you have to work and all those takes, and gotta make sure to get it just right.
There was this whole argument I saw online the other day, and I kind of wanted your guys' take on this. Blade versus Kraven the Hunter. modern Blade in the comics versus modern Kraven the Hunter. Who wins?
I'm gonna say Blade.
Oh, wait, Blade in the comics? No, yeah. I'll say Kraven.
Kraven, okay.
Because, well, unfortunately, in the comics, yeah, see, in the comics, Blade doesn't have the half vampiric powers. He just is immune to the fucking bite.
Modern day Blade, yes, he is.
Oh, the modern day? I guess I need to check that out then. I'm familiar with the original.
The original with the. Yeah. The afro and all that. Yeah,
he's an excellent martial artist and all that stuff, but his only ability is that he's immune to the bite, doesn't have the super abilities. How's Modern Kraven then?
About the same, just a little bit stronger than he used to be.
I'll still take Wesley Snipes over that guy.
Yeah. If it's half, if Blade has the half abilities, then I'll say Blade. Although Kraven is the more cunning. But if we're talking about straight up fight, then I'll go with Blade. But if we're talking like battlefield, like strategy and all that stuff, I probably would give it to Kraven because, you know, that guy, you know, he is creative with a lot of shit. Like, to be told, if Spider-Man did not have that spider sense, Kraven would have beaten him a long time ago.
Well, let's not forget that Blade did beat Spidey.
Yeah, he did.
Recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real recently. It turns out that Blade, after becoming half vamp and having a couple of other little advantages to him, he moves just as fast as Spidey does now. In fact, he's able to react faster than Spidey. He's not as strong. He's not nearly as strong because, you know, Spidey can lift a subway car. But he has the same ability to move and stuff like that. So I was like, wow, dude, fucking. I was like watching all this lore. But even then, I was like, let's go all the way back to Wesley Snipes' Blade, right? The first rewrite that we've had, the major rewrite after 1991, and put him against Kraven. And I still give it to Blade.
I would too. Yeah, because straight fight, yeah, I would give it to Blade.
Because while Kraven's good with the traps and the hunting and the hand-to-hand combat, nothing really compares to Blade when he's pissed off.
That's true.
Like, nothing. Yes. There's nothing out there that's, like, Blade level of angry. You know? Like, Kraven's never faced anything like that. No, he never has.
No, yeah, he hasn't. Yeah, he really hasn't. I mean,
Even Mephisto, gone full vamp and everything else like that, is still slower than Blade could have ever done. And even with the whole smoke and mirrors thing, like, Kraven figures that out first second or two. But Blade pissed off with blood in him? He ain't never faced nothing like that.
Yeah, ask fucking Deacon. Speaking of speaking of Spider-Man, you know what? That's what we were talking about because we were arguing. That was the other thing I was going to say because I was having a week long argument with my boss about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Are you going to see it day one?" And I told him, "No, I'm not." And he was like, "Why? You love Spider-Man?" I was like, "Yeah, I love Spider-Man. I love Miles Morales. I love it all." It's like, "So why are you gonna wait to see it?" And I was like, "Cause one fucking reason, fucking Spider-Man 2099." I hate that guy.
What's wrong with Miguel?
Dude, how can I fucking put this? Dude, the guy is a fucking arrogant, self-centered, like, pig-headed jackass who doesn't fucking listen when people are literally trying to tell him, no, I'm not the fucking bad guy. Fucking stop attacking me. And he still goes at this. And he still goes at them.
No, not me. The Spider-Man.
No, the Spider-Man, yeah. Yeah, no, the Spider-Man, dude.
We just have the same name. It was a joke.
Yeah, but no. Like, yeah, I mean, I get that. But no, like, no, that's, I can't stand him. I can't, I hate him to death. And, like, when I saw that first trailer of him fighting Miles, like, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, yeah, 2 seconds in. Now I remember why I hate this fucking guy so much. Because this guy literally acts like the fucking shit. What's the irony about this guy is that on the spectrum of Spider-Man, he's actually amongst the weakest of the Spider-Man. He is! Dude, like, I know you like him, but he really is. Dude, and people, find comics of when he fights Parker. Even before Parker gets the power up and shit like that. Dude, Parker dances circles around his ass. And he still comes at Parker like, oh, so I got this. No problem. I'm tough shit. Fuck, I hate this guy. I hate him so much.
I mean, okay, so in fairness, Miguel is an arrogant dickhead.
Oh, dude, that's putting it fucking mildly.
However, his method of attack first, ask questions never. We know why that is. Dude, you know why that is. It's what happens with Future Mephisto. It's literally like the second issue of the comic.
Some issues, yes, some issues, I do agree with that. But dude, How many times that shit could have fucking been avoided if he just fucking stopped and used his fucking brain?
He's not that smart. He's one of the dumber Spider-Men.
And that's the problem, because you would think with the fucking AI, like, literally telling him, like, yo, fucking calm down for a little bit. No, I'm Spider-Man.
but the AI also told him about Mephisto.
Mephisto, I agree. I will not argue Mephisto, because you're right. With that situation, absolutely right. But god dang, so many times, so many fucking goddamn times, where it's like, dude, shut the fuck up, stop attacking, and fucking listen. Dude, you may not be smart, but dude, you have common...
The reason they traumatized him so early with what happened with Mephisto was because, like, a Batman like Spider-Man is kind of boring. But a Spider-Man that's paranoid and is constantly on edge, it makes for a little bit more interesting of a story. Ugh. And honestly, like... No, chime in, Mustard. What'd you say?
No, so yeah, I guess I could see that, yeah.
Like he's not that smart. He's relatively one of the stronger, physically, he's one of the stronger Spider-Mans. I mean, he ranks in the top five. Ugh. Reactions,
the power-ups anyway.
Reaction speed, he doesn't rank even top 10. Intelligence, again, not even top 10. This guy's all bronze, no brain. Literally. And but the trauma that Mephisto caused them, and then what happened with what was his best friend's name, the one that betrayed him, like right after Mephisto?
I forgot his name.
Wasn't it like Jesse or something like that? No. Started with an A.
It's been so long since I read the comics, I forgot the fucking name. But then again, I want to wipe that shit off my fucking brain, so that's probably
why. Yeah. So after he betrays them because of what happened to Mephisto, like, this dude is walking PTSD. So, let's not forget his best friend shot him and left him for dead in the fucking back alley of the city.
That's true. That is true. I will concede to that. That was a fucked up thing. I will concede that part.
So, like, I like I said, I don't like this guy because he's all brawn, no brain, and kind of like all this other shit. I like him because he has one of the more interesting stories outside of Uncle Ben Dies, Great Power, Great Responsibility. Like, this guy is like, I don't know who's on my side, because even the fucking computer got it wrong, not once, not twice, but even three times after Gwen got infected. So, yeah, I kind of like him because he is that paranoid. He's like, until I can subdue you and extrapolate the truth, I'm going to treat everyone as an enemy.
Yeah, then that's why fuck him. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I can agree with a lot of the points. Some situations did call for it, but, dude, sometimes it's literally right in front of your face, dude. Just, like, turn your head slightly to the left, and the truth will literally be, like, right there in front of you. You literally can't miss it. And you keep going.
Again, not smart.
You
can't hold him to Peter. You can't hold him to Miles.
The moment he attacked them is the moment I do hold him to that. Because, no, if you're going to go out and do you think you're knowing better than Peter, then fucking proved it. Oh, wait.
He didn't, and he lost.
Yeah, he fucking did it, dude.
And it was a humbling experiment. When Peter
beat the shit out of him and taught him his place, oh, dude, I framed that comic. I have it somewhere. It's in my attic somewhere. But yeah, I framed it. I remember that. Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Stan.
Yeah, that was after Stan. Stepped in.
Yeah, because it got to the point where Peter got fed up with it. She was like, okay, I tried playing fucking nice, bitch. Now let me show you what the real Spider-Man can do. And oh, dude,
that's not what he said.
No, he didn't. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't really say it like that. But dude, it might as well be, dude. It wasn't Green Goblin level of, you know, like kicking the shit out of him because he didn't get that pissed. But dude, when Peter was somewhat serious with Miguel, and it was like, yeah, I'm fucking Spider-Man. Sit the fuck down. And that's when he fucking started listening.
What happened was Miguel went in after.
Sometimes you just need a little good ass kicking, man. You know?
Yeah, you need to get humbled, and I don't mind Miguel getting humbled time after time.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, I would love that too, but you know, I like that too. But sometimes he regresses like almost immediately, like the next comic. It's like, where's the progression?
I know what series you were talking about. That's when what's his name was writing him. The guy that can't draw feet, Scott, whatever.
Yeah.
When Jim Lee took over for like a little while, it got a lot better.
I think I stopped at that time.
Yeah, I think you stopped before Jim Lee.
Because the thing is, I did want to like him because I understood the origin because it's a fucked up origin. But yeah. Every time, yeah, because when I was reading, every time it seemed like this like, progression with this character, he kind of regressed almost like one comic later or two comics later. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Right?
No, it was. It was really frustrating because like you want to root for this guy because this guy literally has been betrayed at almost every step, and you want him to learn, you want him to grow, but he's not Peter, and he's not Miles. He doesn't have the support system that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so learning for him should have come more naturally as a character, but they would never let him do it.
Yeah, tragic.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it is.
And,
it is.
Yeah, and that I do equate to bad writing because they never did let him grow. Sometimes they did let him grow, and then they pull a Bill Dautrey where they just kind of regress him right back to being like, you know, like how he is.
Well, after Pam got involved, you know, the girlfriend that did the daredevil thing to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mustard, you know what I'm talking about. The bitch that betrayed Matt Murdock. The junkie girl that was
Yeah. Well, okay, well, a quick summary is like Matt Murdock's pretty much like May's sweetheart. Pretty much betrayed Matt Murdock, revealing his identity as Daredevil to the Kingpin for basically one hit of coke. Yeah, like, you know, for a snort of coke, that's it. But the thing is, what made that significant, it was like Lois Lane betraying Superman. That's why it was so bad. Like, it's like it was on that level. So, yeah, that's
pretty much drug.
Yeah, all for a hit. Not money or none of that, just for a hit. Another hit.
Uh-huh. And so, a whole deal, Matt Murdock gets arrested for vigilantism. God only knows how many accounts of abuse and battery and stuff like that. And he actually gang presses Peter Parker to dress up as Daredevil and show up at his trial and be like, why are you blaming this blind guy? I'm Daredevil. He's a blind guy from Hell's Kitchen. You really think he can do what I can do? Some dude, some fucking lawyer. Do you really think that he has any kind of things? And he literally like does like a demonstration. Like he picks up one of the pews, and he's like, "You really think somebody like that could take down Kingpin in his spare time? Please, Matt Murdock's a bad ripoff, and you're blaming the wrong dude." And then he just like fucking ninja flips out the window, and even the judge is like,
"Well, shit."
All right, y'all saw that too, right?
I know, right? The Quaaludes is not kicking in, is it?
Not the Ludes.
So, yeah, Pamela did the same thing to Miguel. She leaked his identity to the press, to the future Green Goblin, to a lot of other people after she felt, I think it was, she believed he was cheating on her? Or no, it wasn't even that.
It was something more petty than that.
It was way more petty, but she sold him out, and things got worse for Miguel until he almost fucking died. But anyways, I don't know. I want to watch it. I want to watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. Just so I gotta brace myself.
Speaking of which, do you guys think like all these MCU shows? Do you guys think they're failing because nobody's watching them, or because they just don't have the writing teams that the movies do?
Probably a little A, a little B. And C is that
trying to do too much.
Yeah. Yeah, and C is that where are they going to go with this? I mean,
because
the thing is, like, people checked out like after Endgame. It's like we got our ending. What the fuck do you want to continue for? It's just one of those things.
Pretty much,
You know, and of course, let's not forget the main reason this is all going to fail, because you know the Falcon is going to lead the new adventure. Oh Jesus!
Yep, can't wait for
Avengers,
that.
Avengers assemble the KFC.
Oh my god, oh. DJ. My god. My god, dude. I forgot how much you hate him. Like,
Yeah.
You do know everyone's coming back, right?
Yeah, I know. And that's how I knew we were going to fail. You thought the snap's going to be bad? Let Falcon give an order. Everything's going to blow up.
Wait, Iron Man and fucking Captain ain't coming back? That's confirmed already? I don't believe you.
So where are they going to come back for exactly?
Quantumania, man. The legacy, the dynasty of Kang.
You mean actually going to go through with it? Because I was pissed off when the new Ant-Man movie was like, wait a minute, you're bringing Kang the Conqueror in this.
Yeah.
And you're doing the quantum realm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're treating it as just an Ant-Man problem. Like, when Kang goes into the quantum realm, it's used just to set up shit. That's not really the focal point for any of the real shit he does. So Kang, huh? Good. As long as Tony's there, because like I said, I love it when Tony and Kang fight, because it's one of the few times Tony truly feels insignificant, because Tony's technology, as advanced as it is, the Kang is basically a child's toy. That's one of the sad truths about it all. It's like,
that's crazy, bro.
It is, but it's great. He's like, I could do all this. A nano machine, and Kang's like, dude, I've been playing with that since I was five. Like, literally, like, I'm not even smart or anything. We got it at Walmart.
Well, here we go.
Okay, what's all this?
Quantumania already came out.
Yeah.
Secret Invasion is about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy just came out. Echo is coming out.
Echo?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Loki Season 2 is coming out. The Marvels. We got my boy Blade. Ironheart is premiering on Disney Plus. It's going to be a show. Agatha and the Covenant of Chaos. This is a Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
Daredevil Born Again, Disney Plus. Captain America.
Call it Captain America. You will call it the House Neighbor.
I'm not doing that.
You will call it the Flying Neighbor.
The World Order.
Thunderbolts. And lastly,
where does Tony come back?
Lastly, after all this was announced, they brought up one last image.
Okay.
That's the wrong button.
Echo. Fucking Echo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but then again, they brought in Ant-Man, so they might as well bring in Echo, too.
I'm trying to find it because Kevin Feige announced it on stage.
Joe says, I'm so sick of these Disney Plus Marvel shows. Just get it done in a 2-hour movie and let me live my life. I don't need to watch hour-long episodes for 10 weeks.
Yo, let me live my life. No. Your entire existence must be Marvel from now on. You gave us the power. Now live with it.
Marvel and Star Wars. That's your fucking life, bitch.
Oh my god.
Here it is. Captain America, New World Order.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Marvel, Avengers Secret Wars, and the Kang Dynasty.
The Secret Wars are boring as hell. Kang Dynasty is going to be lit.
So, yeah, Tony's coming back. And from what I understand, the Kang Dynasty.
What about Captain America?
And Cap, yeah.
Ugh.
I believe it when I see it.
The real Cap, of course.
Like,
I believe it when I fucking see it, guy. Till he's on screen in his full sexiness. I will not believe you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Truth be told, like, honestly, out of all the phases, like, the only one I'm looking forward to, honestly, is Blade. That's, you know, that's like the one guarantee I will watch. You know, it's kind of like a coming full circle for me, because Blade was the one that kicked off all this whole shit, you know, for Marvel. So seeing how the new Blade's gonna go, that's, you know, it's full circle for me.
Tony will come back, and then Marvel will be significant again. Make Marvel great again. Hashtag not my Tony.
Oh my god, said that.
Not my hashtag not my Cap.
Not my Cap.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm with you on that. Honestly, I fucking hate Samus, Captain.
Yeah, seriously.
I fucking hate it, dude.
Seriously, in the comics, it makes a whole hell of a lot more sense, but in the MCU.
No, yeah, that's true. Because in the comics, Sam could do more than just shooty, shooty, bang, bang, and fly around. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah. And he proved himself time and time again in the comics, but the MCU guy?
but in the MCU, he gets his ass kicked by fucking Scott Lang, bro.
You know what I mean? Dude, God, he is so stupid. He doesn't even realize he needs head fucking protection. I mean, it's like, I have this mask on. Oh, let me keep my very exposed, vulnerable brain out, you know, while I'm fighting. Do you have super soldier serum at least?
I got
wings.
I refused it because of a moral high ground, yo. Like,
you know. Are you guys talking about Sam?
Yes, we're talking about Sam.
Fuck that guy.
Seriously, Sam.
He can't wear a helmet because it acts as a rudder.
That'd
be fucking great. Yeah, hold on while I get this fucking high power sniper rudder. You're very nuts, exposed head at you. Now, if you had the super soldier serum, you maybe might be able to survive this. Oh wait, you don't.
So he had the super soldier. He wouldn't even need the fucking wings, dude. He could fucking fly, probably. You know,
he's a pilot. He's gonna fly.
Who's the next
honestly,
Cap? You want to be next Captain America? Huh?
Just vaping on the corner.
You're the next Captain America.
I'd rather not.
Get ready to train, bucko.
With the vape.
You know? Right, just get him in the van, boys.
Smacks it out of your head. Captain America doesn't vape.
Oh!
That wasn't expensive, but I had a lot of them. It was growing in America, I swear.
I don't know, man. Like, considering who's worn the mantle of Cap.
I think Frank Castle's better fit for it.
No, Frank.
Well.
Then Sam?
Well, look,
yes.
I'd rather have Frank Castle, dude. These he can actually fight.
Frank would never wear the fucking mantle. He never would.
No, he would.
He has before, though.
He was forced to. You got to remember, he was forced to. They were coming after his fucking family.
They're always coming after his family, dude.
Well, he loves his family,
Frank,
man.
That's just Frank Castle at this point.
Like, let me see. Hold on.
Literally every fucking day, my family.
Oh my god.
It's worse than Vin Diesel at this point.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is after his family was killed. I apologize. I was wrong. After his family is killed, they're looking at him to be the fucking hope, to do the new Jim. And so he finally does. He dons it for a very, very, very short time. And as soon as they find somebody better, he instantly gives it up.
Yeah, I think they were going to rush because they were like, Captain America really doesn't kill that many people. We got to hurry up, guys.
It's like, quick, you know, we have to stop. Like, we have to get it off him before he sees a jaywalker.
What time is it? 10:15? Oh, shit. He's probably
time to murder.
He's probably only got four on the ground.
I got five.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's going to be Captain America and the Avengers. That's going to be a
right after this, Carter becomes Cap.
Don Corleone.
Carter.
Because when Castle has the red and white stripes, man, he kind of loses his shit.
Look what Joe said. Frank Castle, family dies, falls in love with cars, starts street racing, meets Brian, boom, Fast and Furious starts.
Hey, do not reduce Frank Castle to Fast and Furious. What's wrong with you, man? Why not,
bro? He's family.
Shut the fuck up. He
cares about his family.
He doesn't give a fuck about a single thing.
Except his family.
No.
Family.
Stop.
No, don't worry.
I'm not going to save you two when fucking Frank kicks in your door and starts beating the shit out of you.
I swear to God, Frank, it was only a gram. Oh, it was only a gram, bro.
I don't do drugs, I swear.
I think he just kicked your ass on principle.
I know, right?
Compare me to that piece of shit.
Yeah, probably.
It was a joke.
So was this. Isn't it funny?
No.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Family.
They're not your last word before Frank puts you out of your misery.
Oh, jeez. Right.
How many Jessies do I get?
I don't think he gives a fuck about that. Just don't ever compare him to Fast and the Furious. I think he'd beat the shit out of you for that.
All right, fine.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I mean, like, and I know, so that's phase five.
What? Yeah, five in the beginning of six.
Where are they going to go with this? I mean, introducing the multiverse. The
Kang Dynasty.
Dynasty, brother.
No, that's just it. Like, phase five seems to be focusing on the phase dynasty. But I mean, like, phase six. I mean,
Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the Kroll have been fucking kind of climbing up in importance lately.
They have.
In fact, there's a huge theory that we might be seeing Tony again because the Tony we saw in Endgame, the Tony we saw in Infinity War was a Kroll.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot about that. Like, that's one of the big things about Secret Wars where, you know, Tony was going to figure out, am I a Kroll? You know, am I a Kroll brainwashed or what? It's like, yeah, I remember that shit. You know what? That'd be pretty cool. It'd be a perfect time to bring in the Fantastic Four since they're pretty much the ones who deal with the Kroll the most. So
I do like the idea that they're focusing finally on the Kroll being an invaded species and not the villains that they were painted out to be. Not the Fantastic Four. What the fuck is it? Not Guardians. Oh my God, I lost the fucking name. Either way,
Silver Surfer. I think it was.
I think it was the Silver Surfer. Yeah, I think it was. But they're an invaded species, just trying to find a fucking home.
Galactus, man. Yeah. Galactus is hungry.
And every time they show up to a fucking world, Dude. And they're like, "Hey guys, hey, we come in peace."
And there was some kind of death dance.
get good.
Dude, are they gonna bring Galactus into the MCU, dude?
Yeah. Well, he's part of the Kang Dynasty.
Galactus?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
be crazy, dude.
Yeah, one of the timelines Kang actually tames him. Can you imagine that?
Tame him.
No, he tames.
He doesn't tame him. He makes a deal. Same thing with like Dormammu. Dormammu, I'm here to bargain. Spiked. Dormammu, I'm here to bargain. Again, Kang goes, look, I will feed you all these severely technologically unadvanced planets. Eases up on the digestion if you just leave the ones I want alone. And he's like, fine.
A meal's a meal.
You like to see me the guy from Fort? Fuck you, Joe.
I was waiting for you to beat that.
I hope you blow your nose and pull out one of your nose hairs. Jerk.
Jesus.
I mean, but... I don't know. I don't know, man. The Kang Dynasty is going to be so complicated. We just got
to do a bunch of Marvel shit this episode, eh?
Well, we got into comic books and stuff like that, man. Like, we love comic books, you know?
You can't let us get around comic books. You know, we're going to be here all day.
Well, I'm really... I'm worried about Blade. I'm not gonna lie. Hashtag one, no, number one. Hashtag not my blade.
No, that's fine. I mean, yeah, I mean, I get it.
Number two. I am so afraid they're gonna censor the shit out of this.
That's what I'm worried about.
They probably are, man.
There's not gonna be an F bomb in that movie.
No, there's gonna no. They're gonna Disney up. They're gonna Disney the fuck out of it, dog. Good guy gets bad guy.
I don't want it.
Good guy gets bad guy.
I don't want it. That's and what I mean, do. Who are they gonna pit him up against? Because what are they pit him up against? It's bloody.
Dracula.
It's still really bloody. Like, no matter who Blade faces, people die in numbers.
Yeah.
Vampires die in numbers. Like, there is not a single Disney-fied fucking version of Blade that can exist in modern days. Not even the original or the Afro thing, because that's a right. lot of that had to do with sex. Like, how would Blade find out where the vampire coven is? Oh, I don't know. He fucked everybody.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Eating pussy, sucking dick, and kicking ass.
Kicking ass. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm really afraid for that. I'm really afraid for that because I hold the original Blades in such high regard. And you know what I mean? Like, the rewrites finally made sense. The characters finally made sense. Even the terrible version of Dracula that presented finally made sense in the MCU or the Marvel Cinematic, in the Marvel Universe, rather. And now I don't know. We got our first F-bomb in Guardians of the Galaxy in the MCU, not Marvel movies, but the MCU. So where does that leave Blade?
Where does that leave little old Blade?
Where does that leave little Blade?
Maybe that's why it took so long.
Dude, let's leave some Disney the fuck up, son.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, brace yourselves, gentlemen.
I mean, really. Like,
can you turn Blade into a kids movie?
Oh, ew. Like they did Sam?
Yeah.
Oh,
like they did Crossbones?
Yeah, Sam was always right for that kind of weakness.
I mean, Crossbones too. I mean, yeah. Well, at least the guy that made Crossbones made what was that, boss level?
Yeah,
Crossbones. Honestly, Crossbones can be vicious, but I think the thing is, like with Crossbones, like there wasn't really that much of him, so they could probably like rework him a bit.
I mean, as long as he didn't fight Cap, that was like it. You know what I mean?
He got his ass kicked every time.
Every fucking time he faced Cap, it was just a non-combatant. Cap was just like, come here, you little bitch. Go to prison. Aw.
Sounds about right.
Everybody else, though, like, he faced Sam. Sam had an issue. Everybody else in the fucking, like, MC and Marvel Universe, he had an issue with Crossbones, but not Cap. Cap was just like, what do you just stop. Stop.
Little Crossbones.
Stop. Yeah. Crossbones. Go to prison.
Shut up. Get back. Oh, my.
Oh. Also, oh my God. Where the fuck is Deadpool going to fit into the MCU? Because now we know officially.
Cameos.
It's happening.
He'll it's going to be cameos. Like, there's no.
In fact, they've started production already.
Dude, he's probably going to be. Oh fuck! Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. He'll probably be like a Netflix TV series or Netflix movie or some shit.
I don't know, man. The next movie is part of the MCU.
Yeah,
it is official, and Wolverine is now part of the MCU because according to Ryan Reynolds, this is more of a Wolverine movie.
There you go.
Then it is a Deadpool movie.
And there's your out, Wolverine. Please, Hugh Jackman, reprise the role. Whoever's playing him, though, kick him out. I want him in there, dude. I want him in the MCU. Except before I'll say it again, he should have been in fucking Civil War. People were clamming, oh, Spider-Man needs to be in Civil War. Or so was fucking Wolverine. He was a huge part of the fucking Civil War.
ended it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why he hasn't like done anything with the role as of late.
Oh, because he was done. He was done after Logan. He was done, and you know, they were like, "Well, if you come back as Wolverine, how is this going to affect Logan?" And Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman said that this doesn't affect Logan. Logan still happens. This is going to happen in either a separate timeline or a separate version of Logan, and then that'll lead to. So
they already introduced the multiverse. So why the fuck not?
Yeah. So
true.
You know, it's just going to be like one of those. Like, but yeah, but at the same time, if not Hugh Jackman, then who? Who would you want to play Wolverine?
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn.
I don't even know.
Because he named his successor, but his successor is doing Venom.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I would have said Tom Holland too, because.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Hardy. Sorry.
Tom Hardy, yeah.
I still want them to fight. God damn it. But anyway, yeah, Tom Hardy. Yeah. Honestly, Tom Hardy has the range. I mean, he's proven that time and time again, so I could see that.
That would be an interesting fight, though.
Oh, dude, it needs to fucking happen. I mean, come on. God damn it, you know. Everyone wants it. Everyone's begging for it. Kevin Feige, get off your goddamn fucking Cheeto-eating ass. And make it fucking happen.
Taylor Lautner as Wolverine. How does he look nowadays? How's Taylor Lautner look nowadays?
Chubby.
I heard he kind of fell out of shape.
Yeah, no, he's like, I'm never going to be Wolverine.
I'll do it. I'm built for it. Chill. All
right. My finger is falling out. I have to get going.
All right.
With the family and take a... Yeah, I'm going to take my mom out to see John Wick 4 and the movie and all that shit. So, celebrate.
Oh, have fun.
So, yeah.
That was good, man.
Yep. Catch you all next week.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at some recent pictures of him. He's not completely out of shape. But, I mean, would be interesting. Honestly, would be interesting. He does have God, I'm gonna sound like a dick for this, but his hairline has kind of retreated a little bit. Yeah.
Happens to the best of us, man.
I'm not saying it's like horrible, but that's a good choice though. Like, who else though, Mustard? Who else would be a good Wolverine?
I don't know, man.
Because some people even said, like, Daniel Radcliffe.
Maybe.
We need brown boy representation in the MCU. I agree.
That's true. I don't know, man. Honestly, it's a good question. What about the kid from Whiplash?
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
All right, let me see. Miles Teller?
Yeah.
Oh, he's already in Ant-Man. Don't know what he's doing in Ant-Man, but he's already in Ant-Man. You know who would be good though? The guy that played Kick-Ass, Aaron something.
Yeah. I was thinking about him after Marcel, yeah.
What the fuck is his name?
I have no idea.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
He bulked up for Godzilla.
He was in most notably Bullet Train.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of like him as Wolfie. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I mean, he'd do a great job, yeah. Be kind of cool to see, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of see him as Wolverine. That's not bad at all.
For sure, for sure.
But anyways, I believe that's it for today. We had a lot of fun, talked about a lot of things, started a little late, but that's okay. So we're going
to
start.
Too.
Huh?
I had fun too.
We're going to get the fuck out of here and head to the post show. So give me a sec here. And it's been a long week, and I wish I had collected some subjects, but you know, it's been a long week. I'll just say
not that. Much, there's not much going on either. Like,
there honestly. Really isn't. There really isn't. Not a lot at all.
Not really.
So, if you want to, you can head over to patreon.com/VT Network. We have $1, $3, and $5 tiers. And $5 tiers gets you your stickers, your movie roasts, which we got to do very, very, very soon. We're going to catch up on those. Mm-hmm. Like always, you're going to have a burst of about 3 or 4. And that's what's going to happen. Your name read aloud at the end of every episode, stickers, producer credits, and the post shows that come out every Wednesday. So that is patreon.com/VT Network. If you want to get a hold of us, that is VT Network 2 on all social medias and VTNetwork84@gmail.com. If you don't want to do the monthly thing, you want to just do a one-time thing, head over to VTNetwork.redbubble.com. More designs coming soon. The latest one was Viva VTN. We got all sorts of designs. They come in hats, t-shirts, pretty much anything you want to. Check it out there. They're having a 20% off sale. So check that out. More than $7, email your receipt, and you can try to make me puke on the post show. Nobody's been able to do it so far. I also want to thank Paul Schroyer and the Magic Squirrel Network for keeping us on, keeping us going. And I want to thank our producers, which is Lofus, The Raging Caucasian, Cheyenne, Carol, The Grave Robber, Sherry Finks, Ashley, Mike, fucking Smith, Gimme, and Donnie Hengel. Thank you guys so, so much. Without you guys, it would be so much more difficult to make the show.
And hopefully didn't forget to thank them last week.
And I did not thank you last week, but I got you in the post show. So there is that. So thank you guys so much. We're going to get the fuck out of here. Say goodnight, Mustard.
Goodnight, Mustard.